We're in Palm Beach Chinese Church.
我很高兴来到中华中国教会。
It's more importantly, it's good to be in God's presence.
我更加感到高兴的是，今天神跟我们在一起。
As Brother Xi has already mentioned, I work with the Haitian people.
就像许牧师刚才提到的，我和海地人一起工作。
My family and I spent almost 8 years in Haiti working with the people in Haiti.
我的家人和我一起在海地生活了八年。
And now we are working with the people here in the United States, the Haitian people here in the United States.
现在我们和美国的海地人一起工作。
I thank God for the privilege of serving Him.
我感谢主让给我这个机会能够来服侍他。
And the joy of His salvation, which we can know in our life and heart.
我们在心里都能感受到神的救恩。
It's been a long time since I've spoken through an interpreter.
我已经很久没有通过一个翻译来跟大家讲话了。
I remember when I first went to Haiti, I had to use an interpreter.
我记得当我刚刚到海地的时候，我需要一个翻译来给我来宣教。
I prayed every day that God would give me the gift of tongues so I no longer needed an interpreter.
我每天都祷告，希望神能给我说方言的能力，所以我就不再需要翻译了。
And I thank God now I am able to preach to my Haitian brethren in their own language.
我很感谢主，现在我已经可以用海地语来跟海地人宣教了。If
you have your Bibles this morning, let's look to the book of 1 Thessalonians for a scripture passage, chapter 4 and verse 3.
请我们翻开帖撒罗尼迦前书 chapter
4 in verse 3.
第四章第三节。
I want to speak this morning on what I believe is one of the greatest needs of Christ's church today. And that is for God's church to get a clear understanding of the doctrine of sanctification. If you look with me in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 3, we find these words.
请大家打开《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第四章第三节。
For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye should abstain from fornication.
神的旨意就是要叫你们成为圣洁，远避淫行。
Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father,
天父,
we come before you this morning hour.
今天早上我们来到您的面前。
Thankful for the privilege to be among your people. Lord, open your word to us afresh and anew this morning. Give to us, Lord, we pray, a clarity in delivering the message. And for those who sit before me, Lord, I pray that they would receive a clear understanding of your word from your Holy Spirit.
主，我也祷告，让会众能够清楚地理解我要传达的意思。
For all that you do, we give you praise.
为你所做的一切，我们向你献上感谢。
In Jesus' name we pray, Amen.
以耶稣基督的名，Amen.
All Christians are admonished in Scripture, time and time again, to be sanctified or to live holy lives.
主在圣经里一次又一次地提醒我们，基督徒要过圣洁的生活。
Because God is holy, God wishes and desires for His people to be a holy people.
因为我们的神是一个圣洁的神，神希望他的子民也跟他一样能够圣洁。
If we look at 1 Peter chapter 1, 15 and 16, we find the word telling us, But as He which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, or in living, we may say.
如果我们打开彼得前书, Which chapter?
First Peter chapter 1.
第一章, 彼得前书第一章,
verse 15 and 16.
第15节和16节,
you can read those.
Okay. 我给大家念一下。那招你们的既是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁。因为经上记着说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
One of the problems I see in the church as I travel in the American churches and Haitian churches and other churches across this nation and in other parts of the world.
我在旅行的时候去过很多教会，美国教会、海地的教会，还有一些别的教会。
Is that many times we find our Christian believers are what I may say a bit weak and their stand for the gospel.
我发现的一个很大的问题就是，常常我看到一些所谓的基督徒。
This is an age-old problem that even affected the early church. For an example, if we look at the life of Peter, the apostle, if we find at a certain time, we find him walking with our Lord. And Jesus asked him a question about Peter, who am I?
耶稣问彼得说：“我是谁？”
And he said, "You are the Messiah. You are the Son of God."
彼得说：“你是弥赛亚，你是神的儿子。”
And even though Peter understood that and followed Jesus,
尽管彼得知道这一点，而且他跟随耶稣，
and had a desire to do what Jesus wanted in his life,
在他的生命中，他也有这个渴望，愿意去做主让他做的一切。
As we look at them, there came a time when put under pressure, Peter turned his back on Christ and denied him three times.
但是我们知道，彼得在压力之下，他三次不认主。
We find that not only a desire and not only a willingness to follow after Jesus was what Peter needed to be strong in the time of trial and temptation.
我们知道在遇到试炼试探的时候，你仅仅有这个渴望和你愿意跟随主的意愿是不够的。
But if you follow Peter's life, there came a time when there was a drastic change in his whole spirit and attitude.
但是我们看到在彼得的生命之中发生了一个戏剧性的变化，一个极大的变化。
It's interesting to examine the life of Peter before Pentecost and after Pentecost.
这个在我们看看彼得的一生，在圣灵降临节之前和之后，就是五旬节之前之后，发生了如此巨大的变化，这是很有趣的一个现象。
Peter before Pentecost could not stand firm before a little child girl and tell her that, yes, I am with Jesus.
在这圣灵降临节之前，彼得甚至没有力量能够在一个使女的面前说，是，我的确是跟这个耶稣在一起的。
Instead, he denied Christ.
他否认他认识基督。
And yet, not too long after Pentecost, we see that same Peter standing for multitudes of thousands preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ with power.
但是五旬节之后，我们看到同样的彼得，他站在成千上万的民众面前来宣扬福音。
You ask, what was it that happened to Peter?
我们都会问，这个到底发生了什么事儿，彼得变化这么大？
The filling of the Holy Spirit.
这是因为圣灵做工。
And in this day that we live, if we are going to stand strong in all that is around us, the wickedness, the temptation, and all that is be coming upon us in this day, we must also in this day have the filling of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
在今天也一样，如果我们想要面对试探的时候，我们能够站立得住，我们一样需要圣灵的引导。
This process of the Holy Spirit's working in our lives starts at the very place we repent and are converted.
圣灵在我们心中什么时候开始做工呢? 圣灵的做工是在我们刚刚接受耶稣的时候就开始了。
But it is not finished there.
但是它在那时候并没有结束。
Scripture clearly states that there is a continuing of this process.
圣经告诉我们圣灵在我们心里做工，它是一个持续的一个过程。
And although there is a first-time crisis experience where we repent of our sins and come into the family of God,
当我们刚刚在悔改归向主的时候，圣灵已经在我们心里开始做工了。
There is a second definite experience that every Christian must look for where we are definitely filled by the Holy Spirit.
但是我们应该明白，每一个基督徒心里，我们都要有清楚的了解圣灵在我们心里。
Many people call this the experience of sanctification.
很多人把这个叫做对于这个圣洁的一种体。Some
call it the filling of the Holy Spirit.
有人把这个感觉叫做体会到圣灵的同在。What
is more important to me is that we know that that day happened in our own, each and every one of our own lives.
对我来讲更重要的是，我们要知道圣灵在我们心里做工，我们要能够体会到。If
we teach a doctrine as a pastor or evangelist, we must know that that doctrine comes from the Word of God.
如果我们在教会里宣讲或者是传教的话，我们必须要知道我们所讲的是出自于圣经。
Do you agree with me?
你们同意吗?
Because if we do not preach what comes from the Word of God, we are teaching false doctrine. And that is heresy. And we would not want to do that, right? So, let's look this morning. I want to just briefly this morning look at some proofs. I've said that there is a need. Now I want to look at biblical proofs of a second definite work of grace.
我想要在今天在圣经里，我们一起来看一看圣经里有些什么地方提到，就是圣灵在我们心里这个确定的存在。
If you look at the apostles to start with, we find the 12 disciples of Christ were people who forsook all to follow after Jesus.
我们知道这十二使徒都是抛弃了自己在世上的一切来跟随基督的。
They believed in Jesus.
他们相信耶稣。
They understood he was the Messiah.
他们知道耶稣就是弥赛亚。
They understood, as we noticed earlier, Peter even said, "You are the Son of the Living God."
他们知道，因为彼得曾经当众宣布过，您就是神的儿子。
And yet, Jesus told them when he left this earth, he said for them to wait in Jerusalem.
但是耶稣在离开这个世界升天之前，他跟他们说，你们要在耶路撒冷等待。
Why did he want them to wait in Jerusalem?
他们为什么要等在耶路撒冷等呢?
He wanted them to wait in Jerusalem because he knew they, if they were going to accomplish the task that was before them, they needed the filling of the Holy Spirit in their lives.
因为耶稣知道，如果他们要面对他们即将来到来的这些试炼，他们一定要在耶路撒冷等待圣灵降临。
We all know how they tarried in prayer and in unity together.
我们都知道这些使徒们是如何的在大家全集中在一起来祷告。
And the day came when God poured out His Spirit among them. And as we've already mentioned in the life of Peter, so it was with all that was there, something happened to those people and they were empowered to go out and do God's work.
我们刚才也回顾过彼得的一生，就像发生在彼得身上的一样，这些使徒都经历了这一个巨大的变化，他们成为非常有能力的人，到处宣扬福音。
In this day that we live, there are many churches teaching many doctrines about this passage and what happened on the day of Pentecost.
在今天的教会，很多教会都讲会讲这段圣经故事，《使徒行传》里提到的这个圣灵降临节发生的事情。
And there are some who bring much confusion into the church through this.
有些教会所讲的这个宣教呢，给大家让大家有点糊涂了，就关于这段故事。
And even though there are those who bring confusion, let us not forsake the truth that something did happen on the day of Pentecost, and what the disciples needed on the day of Pentecost, we in 2005 need today in our churches.
让我们不要被这些有时候一些讲道所搞混乱了。我们注意到这个事实，这个真理，就是在圣灵降临节那一天发生了一些事情。 在2005年，今年的是2005年，我们同样需要当年使徒们所接受的圣灵。
You may say, well, what does the filling of the Holy Spirit do for us? I think basically it empowers us, putting all aside, it empowers us and enables us to do God's work effectively and clean and holy before God.
那么圣灵在我们身上做了些什么呢? 我想圣灵给我们力量，让我们能够来行出主的道。
If you go to the book of Acts chapter 8 with me, I'm going to show you that not only on the day of Pentecost was it needed that people, new believers, receive the Holy Spirit. In chapter 8, we find there Philip went down in chapter 8, verse 5, Philip went down to the city of Samaria.
在使徒行传第八章第五节，腓力下撒玛利亚城去宣讲基督。
And he preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, and hearing and seeing the miracles which he did, which is verse 6.
众人听见了，又看见腓力所行的神迹，就同心合意地听从他的话。
We see here Philip went to the city of Samaria and preach the gospel.
我们看到腓力到撒玛利亚城去宣讲基督。
Because of Philip's preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ,
因为腓力在这里宣扬福音,
we find in verse 12,
大家再看第十二节,
you can read that.
Yeah. 十二节，及至他们信了腓力所传神国的福音和耶稣基督的名，连男带女就受了洗。
We find that these believers, after hearing Philip preach the gospel, they were baptized.
我们看到这些人听了腓力讲宣讲神的福音，他们就受了洗。
Is it possible that people could be baptized and not be born again Christians?
这个，如果你受了洗，你还不是重生的基督徒，这可能吗？
That's not possible.
不可能。
It is not possible for someone to be baptized in a New Testament church without them knowing that they were forgiven of sins and were part of the family of God.
如果你受了洗，你的罪已经被赦免，你就是一个重生的基督徒，这是确定无疑的。
The baptism in the New Testament simply was a witness to all the world and all around, I have decided to walk in the way of Jesus Christ, the Messiah.
受洗只是一个仪式，是向世人来证明的一个仪式，证明我以后已经决定要跟随耶稣基督。
So here we see in Samaria, believers who are now part of the family of God, who have declared, we are forgiven and walking in the way.
我们看到在撒玛利亚听了腓力讲道的这些人，他们受了洗，他们已经决定要跟随基督。
Now if we go down to verse 14 in that same chapter,
我们看看第14节,
we read, Now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John.
使徒在耶路撒冷听见撒玛利亚人领受了神的道，就打发彼得和约翰往他们那里去。
The word, and this may have taken some time, has trickled back to the headquarters of the New Testament church in Jerusalem that Samaria has a group of believers who have decided to walk with Jesus Christ.
在耶路撒冷的这个主教会，他们听到这些消息，听说撒玛利亚的人受了洗，他们就派了彼得和约翰到那里去。
The church in Jerusalem is elated with this news. They send Peter and John to Samaria because there's something they want those new believers to understand and learn. And we find it in verse 15. Here's the message Peter and John delivered from the headquarters church in Jerusalem. In verse 15, who when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. But they were already believers. Didn't they receive the Holy Ghost in full when they repented of their sins and were baptized?
他们不是已经信了基督吗？不是已经受洗了吗？难道圣灵还没有在他们身上吗？
Scripture clearly states, obviously they had not.
我们从圣经里明确地看到还没有。
And they had to be led further in their walk with Christ.
我们看到他们需要跟神再往前走一程。
And verse 16 goes on to say, For as yet he had fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们看十六节，因为圣灵还没有降在他们一个人身上，他们只奉主耶稣的名受了洗。
And after the apostles laid their hands upon them and prayed with them, they received the Holy Spirit.
于是使徒按手在他们头上，他们就受了圣灵。
Why did the early church headquarters send Peter and John to Samaria?
这初期的教会为什么要把彼得和约翰派到撒玛利亚去呢？
They knew that although they had a new group of believers in Samaria who had decided to walk in the way of Christ,
他们知道，尽管在撒玛利亚有一大批人来接受了基督，愿意跟主同行。
They also knew that without the filling of the Holy Spirit in their lives,
他们也知道，如果没有他们的生命之中没有圣灵的话，
the same filling that they had received on the day of Pentecost,
就像这些使徒所领受，在圣灵降临节所领受的圣灵。
These new believers could not grow and develop in the way that God wanted them to grow. If it is needed for the disciples at Pentecost,
如果在五旬节需要这些使徒,
if it's needed for new believers in Samaria,
如果这些撒玛利亚的信徒们也需要,
brother and sisters, I believe it's needed for us today.
弟兄姐妹们, 我觉得我们也需要。
Amen? Now let's go on. Let's look at chapter 19 in the book of Acts.
我们再翻到《使徒行传》第十九章。
And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus and finding certain disciples. Verse 1.
Mm-hmm. 第一节，亚波罗在哥林多的时候，保罗经过了上边一带地方，就来到以弗所，在那里遇见几个门徒。
Anytime you find the word disciples, you know these are Christians.
当你每次你看到门徒这个词的时候，你就知道他们是基督徒。
Let me ask you, is it possible for them to call you a disciple of Christ and yet you don't follow in the way of Christ?
如果别人把你叫做耶稣基督的门徒，但是你不跟着主去同行的话，那么这可能吗？
Do you agree that's not possible?To be a disciple of Christ means that you agree with the way of Christ and you walk with Christ. Amen?
做主的门徒就意味着与主同行，接受主的道。
And when he arrived there, in verse 2 we find, he said unto them, Have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? And they said unto him, We have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. Here we see our believers, disciples in Christ,yet who have not received that second definite work of grace, the filling of the Holy Spirit.
我们看第二节，问他们说，你们信的时候受了圣灵没有？他们回答说，没有，也未曾听见有圣灵赐下来。我们从这节里看到，就是尽管这些人已经是主的门徒，但是他们没有感受到圣灵的存在。
Verse 3, and he said unto them, Unto what then were ye baptized?
然后保罗问说，这样你们受的是什么洗呢？
And they said unto them, John's baptism.
他们说是约翰的洗。
Now understand, let's stop there and regress a moment.
让我们在这儿往回头想一想。
In the first work, when we become believers, disciples, and we become converted, we repent of our sins.
我们刚刚接受主的时候，我们悔改我们的罪。
You may ask me, well, Brother Brian, why can't God just give it all in one dose? Why do we have to have two works of grace? Why can't, when I come and repent, why can't He fill me with the Holy Spirit at the same moment?
或者你会问，为什么我们不会，神不把这个圣灵一下子全给我们呢？在我们悔改受洗的时候，神就把圣灵就赐给我们了，为什么不是这样呢？
The reason for that is sin has two natures.
这是因为我们罪有两重天性。
Or can I say two parts?
两个部分。
One is sin we inherit through the human race from our parents through Adam and Eve.
第一重天性就是罪，我们的罪是来自于亚当和夏娃。
That's the Adamic nature.
那是我们的亚当式的这种天性。
The second part of sin in our life is sins that we commit. We willfully make a decision.To do something we know God does not want us to do, or our conscience is telling us is wrong, we do it. That's a second type of sin. We are responsible for that sin.
第二种罪就是我们明明知道这件事不对，还是愿意去做。我们知道这不是神所喜悦的，可是我们仍然要去做。这是我们自己的罪，我们要为这种罪来负责任。
Before the Holy Spirit can come into our life to address the Adamic nature of sin,
当圣灵在圣灵到我们身上之前，就告诉我们我们来自亚当的这种罪行之前。
We are held accountable as in a court of law for the actions we committed, and so therefore we must repent not on our own merits, but on the merits of Christ's blood shed on Calvary for those sins and ask for those to be forgiven.
我们必须要为自己的罪行负责，为我们所做的这些错事情要向神交代。我们做能够悔改认罪，并不是因为我们个人自己的优点，而是因为神。
That's the foundation.
这是我们信仰的基础。
And we must all pass in that road.
我们必须要从这条路上走过。
We must repent of our sins and be converted.
我们必须要悔改认罪，才能够成为基督徒。
But my fear and concern in the church today.
但是我对于今天的教会，我心里头有一个担心。
Is that many of our Christians are stopping there.
因为我们很多基督徒就是在那儿就停下了。
And although they are believing in Christ and walking in the way,
尽管他们相信耶稣基督，也跟着耶稣基督去走。
They are weak in the work of God. Because they lack the complete fullness of the Holy Spirit in their life. We find this in the believers at Ephesus here. Let's read verse 3 again. And he said unto them, Unto what then were ye baptized? And they said, Unto John's baptism.
我们再看看第三节, 19章第三节, 保罗说, 这样你们受的是什么洗呢? 他们说, 是约翰的洗。
Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is on Christ Jesus. Verse 4.
第四节, 保罗说, 约翰所行的是悔改的洗, 告诉百姓当信那在他以后要来的, 就是耶稣。
When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus.
他们听见这话, 就奉主耶稣的名受洗。
And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came upon them.
保罗按手在他们头上, 圣灵便降在他们身上。
Folks, again, let me say to you, my brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们, 让我再说一遍。
If it is needed for the disciples at Pentecost,
如果这些使徒们在圣灵降临节时候需要,
if it is needed for the new believers in Samaria,
如果撒玛利亚的信徒们需要,
if it is needed for the new believers in Ephesus,
如果以弗所的信徒们也需要,
again, let me clarify, repentance and a filling of the Holy Spirit, which sanctifies the believer,
让我再重复一遍, 悔改, 还有感受到圣灵的同在，这是把我们分别为圣的最主要的原因。
It is needed for us today in 2005.
那么今天在2005年，我们也同样需要。
We see the early apostles in the early church preached and taught a second definite work of grace, whereby the believer is sanctified holy.
我们看到早期的教会，早期使徒们是怎样在对信徒们讲道，让他们认识到怎么样神让他们分别为圣。
Sometime after this time came the Apostle Paul.
在这个五旬节不久之后, 使徒保罗出现,
the great missionary of God's church.
这是神的一个非常有力的一个使者。
And as we study the writings of Paul,
当我们看保罗书信的时候,
we again find proof that even Paul preached the need for the believer to be sanctified through the Holy Spirit.
我们也看到保罗在他的讲道中一再地强调说这个要我们要分别为圣。
If you look at chapter 1 in the book of 1 Thessalonians,
我们打开帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章,
if we look at verse 2 through 4,
我们来,
for starting,
第一章, 1到4节,
He says unto them, We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers. Verse 2. Remembering without ceasing your work of faith, your labor of love, and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the sight of God and our Father. Verse 3.
在神我们的父面前不住地纪念你们因信心所做的功夫，因爱心所受的劳苦。
And then in verse 4, knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God.
第四节, 被神所爱的弟兄啊, 我知道你们是蒙拣选的。
What Paul is stating here, he's telling these believers he's writing the letter to in the church of Thessalonica. He's telling them, I know that you are of God. I know of your election before God.
保罗在给帖撒罗尼迦这个弟兄姐妹的这封书信里说，他明确的表示，他说我知道你们是蒙拣选的。So
what did Paul do? He went to Thessalonica. He had started a church. The believers were continuing on in the gospel. Did he sit back and relax and say, okay, they've arrived. They're now born again believers. We don't have to worry about them any longer.
保罗到了帖撒罗尼迦建立这个教会，然后他是不是就已经很放松的说，现在好了，事情做完了。
No, he is concerned about these believers and Thessalonica. And in chapter 3, we find more proof of this. In chapter 3, verse 2, we find that he sent Timothy to go to them to establish them and comfort them concerning their faith.
我们在第三章第二节看, 保罗打发了在基督福音上做神执事的提摩太去, 兼顾你们, 并在你们所信的道上, 劝慰你们。
That word there that in the English is rendered establish is a word that means to make solid, meaning that something is not completed, it is not finished, it is still unstable, it must be established.
坚固这个词就是他派提摩太去坚固他们，坚固这个词在英文里，它是表示要让这个事情能够变硬，就是在一个本来不太稳定的一个状态，让它能够变硬，能够就像打地基把它打结实一样。
He is also concerned because he knows in this state they are very vulnerable to the attacks of the enemy.
保罗很担心还是因为在他知道在这种初始这种状态，刚刚接受主的这种状态，这些信徒们都很脆弱，很容易接受就是被魔鬼的打击。
We find that in verse 5.
在第五节我们看。
He says, for this cause, when I could no longer forbear, I sent to know your faith. Lest by some means the tempter have tempted you, and our labor be in vain.
为此我既不能再忍，就打发人去，要晓得你们的信心如何。恐怕那诱惑人的到底诱惑了你们，叫我们的劳苦归于徒然。He
is saying here, I am worried because I know that in your present state you are yet weak, unstable, and you can fall. And I pray that that is not the case. Because I don't want to lose you for the sake of the gospel.
因为保罗担心在这种刚刚出信的这种状况，他们都是很脆弱，而很容易就受到魔鬼的试探，而且就跌倒。所以保罗说，我希望有人能够去巩固你们的信心。
Paul is very burdened about this need of the church at Thessalonica. Let's look at verse 10 in chapter 3.
保罗对于帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姐妹们很有负担。我们来看第三章第十节。
He says, night and day, praying exceedingly that we might see your face and might perfect that which is lacking in your faith.
第十节,我们昼夜切切地祈求,要见你们的面,补满你们信心的不足。
When he says there, and might perfect, that word there means and might complete or see come to completion that which is lacking in your faith, or we could use the word your salvation in change of faith there.
保罗在这里强调说, 我们要补满你们信心的不足。
And then he goes in verse 12.
然后看12节。
He says, And the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another and toward all men, even as we do toward you.
又愿主叫你们彼此相爱的心,并众人的心都能增长,充足,如同我们爱你们一样。
To the end he may establish you, your hearts, unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints.
十三节,好使你们当我们主耶稣同他众圣徒来的时候,在我们父神面前心里坚固,成为圣洁,无可责备。
What Paul is saying here in these verses is, night and day I cannot sleep. I am worried for you, the believers at Thessalonica.
保罗在告诉他们说,我昼夜睡不着觉,为你们祷告,为你们祈求。
Because I am afraid that Satan will have his way with you and you will fall by the wayside.
因为我担心撒旦会诱惑你们,你们会跌倒。
And all our work there will be, for the gospel's sake, will be for nothing.
如果这样的话,我们在主里的工作就成了徒然的了。
And he's saying, because of this, I have prayed for you night through the night and through the day.
他说,正因为如此,
and I wish I could come to you that I may show you what you lack in your faith. That I could help you become more solid in your faith. And that we could see your relationship with God come to complete fruition. And then in chapter 4, we find here what he shows is their need and what they need to get in order to be established in their faith.
我们看第四章,保罗提到他们怎么样能够让信心能够坚固,能够让信心完满。
Chapter 4, verse 3.
第三节,
For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, That you should abstain from fornication. Why? So that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor. Verse 4, chapter 4.
要你们个人晓得怎样用圣洁尊贵守着自己的身体。
And then in verse 7, For God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness.
第七节, 神召我们本不是要我们沾染污秽, 乃是要我们成为圣洁。
I tell my Haitian brothers that when I die and go to heaven, and they talk about me after they leave, and they want to describe what kind of pastor or preacher I am,
我告诉我的海地的弟兄姐妹说，如果我死了以后上了天堂，他们需要怎么样来描述我的一生？
I hope that they can say of me, he was a holiness preacher.
我希望他们能够说他是一个圣洁的牧师。
Not necessarily because of what clothes I wear.
这并不是因为我穿的什么样的衣服。
Not necessarily because of who I am or my name.
并不是因为我做了些什么事情。
Not just because of the organization I represent here on earth.
也不是因为我在这个地球上我代表一些什么样的机构。
But because this is God's word, and that's what God wants his people to believe and his ministers to preach.
而是因为这是神的话，神希望他的工人都能够这样成为圣洁。
I am a holiness preacher.
我是一个圣洁的。
Because I believe God wants his people to be a holy people.
因为我知道神希望他的子民都是圣洁的子民。
God wants his people to be a Holy Ghost filled people.
神希望他的子民都是被圣灵充满的子民。
He wants them to be a strong people.
他希望他们是坚强的子民。
He wants them to be a people that does not cower before the terror of the enemy.
他希望他的子民们在魔鬼的试探面前不要软弱。
He wants them to be a people that will stand firm in a witness for him out in the world. Someone has asked me recently, said, Pastor Brian, I understand that we must be sanctified and God wants us to receive the Holy Ghost, but exactly why is all of that? Why does he want that?
我知道神好像要想我们，让我们分别为圣，让我们成为圣洁，要让我们被圣灵充满。但是为什么呢？
I think the main reason is found in Acts chapter 1 and verse 8.
我想这主要的原因是在使徒行传第一章第八节。
And you will receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you.
当圣灵充满你的时候，你会受到能力。
He didn't say you might receive power. He said you shall receive power. It's something that is definite. It's not financial power. It's not personality power. It is a spiritual power. And it is a power that, if we read on, and you shall receive power, And ye shall be witnesses unto me.
你们会接受能力，而且你们会为我做见证。
Before someone can apply to be a missionary,
有些人想要在申请成为传教师之前,
whether here in the United States or to a foreign country,
不管是在美国或者是去别的国家宣教,
I believe they must know that they have been sanctified wholly through the presence of the Holy Spirit. Because for them to be effective in God's kingdom,
因为对他们来讲，如果他们要在神的国里能够蛮有能力,
this is what they will need to stand firm and to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ with power and authority of the Holy Spirit.
这就是他们所需要的，为了能够充满能力的去宣讲神的道，他们一定要被圣灵充满。
My friends, God has given us a mandate to spread the gospel.
朋友们，神给我们一个命令，让我们去宣扬福音。
You as the believers at the Palm Beach Chinese Church,
作为棕榈滩的华人教会,
are given a mandate by God to spread the gospel in this area.
神给了我们一个使命，让我们在这个地区宣传他的福音。
I am commanded by God to spread the gospel in my area.
神也给了我一个使命，让我在我的那片地区地方来够宣讲神的福音。
My friends, if the people at Samaria needed the filling of the Holy Spirit in their lives,
如果撒玛利亚新的信徒们需要圣灵在他们生命之中,
if the believers in Ephesus needed the Holy Spirit in their lives, If the disciples who had walked hand in hand with Christ here on earth physically needed the filling of the Holy Spirit, if Paul recognized the people at Thessalonica needed to be sanctified holy in order for them to be established, my friend, you and I today, in this year, 2005, we must know the filling of the Holy Spirit in our life for us to be effective for the cause of Christ.
朋友们, 对我们来讲也一样, 我们在今天, 我们仍然需要圣灵充满, 这样才能使我们有能力。
Let's stand to our feet this morning.
请大家都起立。
Let's pray. Bow our heads. Heavenly Father,
天父,
we come before you this morning hour.
今天早上我们来到您的面前,
you know each and every heart that is here.
我们每个人的心都在这里。
I pray, Lord, that you would speak to that one who has not fully repented, who perhaps is still living a life of sin. I pray, Lord, that you would lead him into that first work of repentance whereby he can know of sins forgiven.
神，我希望你能够对那些心里还没有悔改的人讲话， 让他们意识到在你面前悔改认罪， 我们就成为基督徒。
Lord Jesus, I pray for that one who knows that they are walking with you, but yet does not know the filling of the Holy Spirit and a heart sanctified holy before you.
神，我也为那些没有感受到心里被圣灵充满的这些弟兄姐妹来向你祷告。
Lead them, Lord, I pray, to seek it, we pray, as you want them to receive it. Give them the assurance in their heart that you have sanctified their heart completely.
引导他们, 帮助他们, 让他们感受到圣灵的同在, 让他们有这样的一个心去追求, 也能够让我们感, 能够与主同行。
As your word says, faithful you are who called us unto holiness, who also will do the work in our hearts.
就像你说的, 您是信实的神, 你会, 你叫我们和你同行, 你一定会来完全我们。
We thank you, Lord, for the privilege we've had of opening your word this morning.
感谢主, 让我们能够听到你的话语。
Let us go throughout this day, illuminating your word in our lives and our hearts.
神, 让我们在这样的这个世界能够照亮周围的一切, 用你的话语来照亮我们的心。
Bless this congregation, Lord.
祝福这个会众, 祝福这个教会。
Help them in their expansion project, Lord, for the sake of the gospel.
帮助这个教会的建堂计划, 为了宣扬你的福音。
Bless them, Lord, we pray.
祝福他们。
Give them many souls for the sake of the gospel.
给他们更多的圣灵的果子。
And we will give you praise.
我们赞美你。
In Jesus' name. Amen.
耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.